The following program, the Fox World Travel Show, is paid for in full by Fox World Travel. The advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts and guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ or Good Karma Brands.
Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
And we've got Rose Gray here if you want to talk with her on the Old National Bank talk and text line at 855-616-1620. Lots of things to talk about as far as travel. I'm Libby Collins in for Dayton Kane. And Rose, it's great to see you.
Buongiorno, my friend.
Ah, buongiorno.
So you and I were kind of on the European continent at the same time. Our paths never crossed.
No.
But you had a unique adventure, did you not?
We did. We were gone for nearly 3 weeks. We've never done anything like this before. And because it was so unique, we had friends in Vienna that had invited us. And I have a cousin who happens to have a villa in Sicily.
Oh, boy.
And it all just sort of came together where she said, hey, Libby, would you like to stay at the villa? And our friends in Austria said, well, come and see us and we'll show you around Vienna and Salzburg. And so I didn't have a tour, but I needed help.
Okay.
Just coordinating all those flights and everything, and we wanted to spend time in Rome. So who did I call?
Well, of course. And so
Fox
so
World Travel.
Libby didn't have a long lead time into this.
Oh, no.
This happened pretty
quickly. We didn't even have a passport. It was less than 2 months that we put this all together.
Yeah, so she reached out to me one of the days that we were either recording or doing a show and said, well, you know, is there somebody that can help me? And I put you in touch with one of our travel advisors, Elizabeth.
Yeah, wonderful.
And you worked with her. But I guess what I really would love to hear more about is, like, so you had a bunch of the stuff arranged, but you didn't have everything arranged.
Exactly.
So you needed help.
I needed a lot of help, especially with flights, because it was just, there were just too many things going around. And because we were going to fly out of Rome anyway, coming back, I wanted to spend a couple days there because we had never been there. So Elizabeth set up 3 tours for us. We were only there 2 days. She set up 3 tours. We saw just about everything you can imagine in Rome, and had the most fabulous tour guides with small groups. I mean, when I say small groups, there were fewer than 12 people.
Oh, fabulous.
On these groups. And it was not, I mean, I didn't think the price was terribly expensive, but the fact is, it was skip the line.
Oh, you can't beat
so,
that. When you see that queue outside the Vatican,
oh my gosh.
You say, oh my gosh, these poor people are never going to get in.
Yeah, yeah. And we did, and The thing is, they were so knowledgeable. Same thing, the Colosseum. We were able to skip the line on that one. We were able to see just the highlights of Rome. And, you know, some places he'd say, you know what, we don't need to go in there. I'm going to tell you about it. And it was fabulous. We saw so much in less than 2 days. I couldn't believe it. And the hotel that Elizabeth found for us, amazing. It was so lovely. It was much better than I even expected. And she found the right prices. Same thing with the flights, because we didn't want to. We had our budget because it was so unexpected. And I said, okay, I want to do this, but can you find us a flight that's only going to be this price? And she did. It was amazing.
So I guess, and we'll talk a little bit more about your Berchtesgaden experience
gosh,
of that in a minute. But I guess my reason for talking about this at the top of the hour and asking you if you would give a testimonial, if you will, is that so often we get so fixated on these tours. You know, mm-hmm. we talk about the tours, and I will talk about the tours, and I want to talk about the tours, and I am a tour director on our tours, so I believe in them wholeheartedly. But we want the listening audience to know, Fox World Travel can be all things to all people. You just needed pieces and parts.
And that's what I really liked about it, because Elizabeth listened to me. She was very good as far as saying, all right, this is what you probably should look at, or maybe we need to consider this, and was able to put it together for us. Like I said, in a short amount of time, usually a trip like this, you plan a year in advance.
Exactly.
And we were down to, you know, 3 weeks before. Well, Elizabeth, can you do this? And she was able to do it. She was able to find us the right seats on the plane. That was another thing, because when you're on a flight for 8-9 hours, you don't want to be cramped up. And she called me one day and said, Libby, I've got a seat for you, and here's what we need to do. And she was just amazing.
Well,
to work
I am
with.
Definitely going to direct her. She's actually traveling right now, so I'm going to direct her to this podcast, which, by the way, you can listen to the Fox World Travel Podcast in a number of different ways, including on our website, including on our Facebook page, and including on the WTMJ page. I'm going to direct her to the podcast because you are being very complimentary of Elizabeth, and she would be very excited to hear about it.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we've got a lot more ahead. And you mentioned Berchtesgaden, Eagle's Nest. And I know we're going to talk about that because you've got a trip coming up that is a not-to-miss event. And we'll talk about that with Rose Gray on the Fox World Travel Show. And if you want to talk to Rose, if you've got some questions, maybe you're thinking of going someplace and you need Fox World Travel to coordinate all those details, give us a call on the Old National Bank Talk and Text line at 855-616-1620. It's 9:13 and 52 degrees at WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
And we've got Rose here, and you want to talk to her on the Old National Bank Talk and Text line, 855-616-1620.
Can you name that
number? It's something from, is it from Mario Brothers?
It's the Super Mario Brothers.
Yeah. Theme. Okay, hey.
I love it.
It's all coming back to me. But we're not talking video games. We're talking travel.
Exactly. But we finished up the last segment by saying, so we got you situated with your kind of wacky itinerary.
Thank you. Wacky. It was a wacky trip.
Yeah.
You're right.
So you had a villa in Sicily.
Yeah.
You had friends in Vienna.
Yes.
And then you wanted to throw a little Rome in there.
I want to throw a little Rome.
Okay. So we got that all orchestrated. But tell us about your Eagle's Nest experience.
Well, Salzburg, because we ended up there for a couple of days with our friends from Vienna, and it's less than an hour from Salzburg to get to Eagle's Nest,
yep.
Which and the drive was amazing. I mean, just so beautiful. But it's tricky getting there because you get on one bus and then you have to get on another bus because the roads are so small. But the experience of being there, especially if you're into history and World War II, this is an amazing place. It literally is on the highest mountaintop in the area, and part of it is intact from World War II. And if you don't know what Eagle's Nest was, it was where Hitler would, and there were only 14 documented trips of his there. He never spent the night, but he would hold his conferences there with not just European leaders, but also his generals. And the tea room where Eva Braun hosted the wives of these people is still there. And you literally walk in to this relatively small building, but you have to take an elevator that goes up, which is the original elevator from when it was first built. And it's all brass because Hitler had a terrible fear of heights, and he didn't want it known that he was going up that high. And they also told us, because you go through a tunnel first before you even get to there. And because he was the Führer, he never went backwards. So they had to like drive him in, let him into this elevator, and then they had to back the vehicle out and then back it back in for when he came out so he would drive out facing forward. It's just fascinating. And as you go up there, they can show you the various homes where some of the other people in the Third Reich actually lived.
Right, the higher ups.
Yeah.
In the Third Reich.
It was so interesting, and there's so much history there as far as who was there, and you might be surprised at some of the leaders who were there. And the other part of this is, after World War II, this was used as a hotel for R&R for a lot of our troops.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
And you know, this is a great segue into, if you would really like to know more about this area, we have an amazing trip called Battlefields Bavaria and Germany Reborn. And included in that trip is an opportunity to visit Salzburg. And we actually do Nuremberg and we do the Nazi rally grounds. And
then we go
up to the Eagle's Nest. That's just one small bit of this phenomenal trip with John Bromage, the World War II expert that we've worked with in the past. So if all of Libby's enthusiasm has sparked some
interest.
And you
think I'm enthusiastic, talk to my husband.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's
a World War II guy.
Yeah, he is. And he was, not that he fought in World War II, but he has a great deal of
passion for it, in
the history of it. And things that you never knew. And they're able to tell you about it and just to be there. And it's not easy to get there, Rose.
It's not. And again, just like skip the queue at the Vatican and all of that, we've got front row exit, entrance. And that's the important thing.
Exactly. Because it does make a difference because the lines there are... you'd be overwhelmed.
Exactly.
And with the skip the line, that's the only way to go.
So again, August 1 through 14, 2024, you can find that on our website at foxworldtravel.com under the travel tab. You will find vacation travel. You will find Fox Group Vacations. And take a look at that itinerary. Although it doesn't include a villa in Sicily. It does have some fabulous inclusions.
But you mentioned Salzburg.
Yeah.
What a beautiful city. I had never been there. The river goes through it. There's so much there to see. It was absolutely stunning.
And it's a big part of World War II history.
Oh, yeah.
So your husband was probably very happy there as well.
Oh, it was beautiful.
Yeah, so thank you, Libby, for those kind words about Fox World Travel. And I'm so glad we were able to help you out and make this amazing dream come true.
It really was. And just navigating it, I never could have done it on my own.
Yeah. So I thank you. I'm going to replay this for Elizabeth. She will be in her glory. But again, how do you find out to whom you can work with? Certainly call 866-GO-FOX-GO and let them know what you need. Again, I point out Libby had a very unique situation where she had some of her trip planned out, but not all of her trip planned out. We can help you with those kinds of things.
Yeah. I mean, I knew where I wanted to go. I just didn't know how to get there.
Right.
And what to do once I was there.
And we will tell you how to get there.
Yes, you did. And you did a very good job. So, and let's see. Well, we've got some lines open here. So if you want to talk with Rose, the Old National Bank talk and text line is here at 855-616-1620. Whether you are thinking of going someplace and you're not quite sure how to navigate it, give us a call because Rose has some great advice for you, especially if you want to go to Italy. You were there longer than you've been in Wisconsin?
I was in Italy more days over a course of 30 days than I was in Wisconsin. I did the Scafidi thing. I was home for 9 days, and then I did another one exactly like that
one. And what amazes me is you didn't put on any weight.
Well,
you look fabulous.
You know what? I just read an article in the Wall Street Journal about why you don't gain weight. Because you're drinking a lot of red wine, you're mm-hmm. eating a lot of pasta, but you're walking.
You're walking.
And this was all fresh food. This was all farm to table type food. This was not processed food.
And that's the amazing thing about Italy.
Yeah.
Is it's all fresh. Freshest food you could ever have. All right, we've got to take a break here, but we're coming back with Rose Gray.
And
right
we'll
after
answer
this.
These questions.
We sure will. It's all on the Fox World Travel Show.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
And we are back with Rose, who looks fabulous after her trips to Italy.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, but you know, we've got a lot of listeners out here who want to go places.
Yeah.
Including, we've got a text here on the Old National Bank Talking Text Line about all-inclusive vacations. What sort of advice do you have?
Yeah, so the question is, we're going to Punta Cana in February, and we want recommendations for adults-only all-inclusives. So Punta Cana is a great place in general, and there are some phenomenal all-inclusives that cater to adults only. Any secrets? I would definitely recommend a little bit more information. The Secrets Royal Beach Punta Cana is delightful, but if you want something a bit more private and maybe spa-like, I would say Secrets Cap Cana. Cap Cana is kind of a private gated area within Punta Cana, and so you're even more segregated from the rest of the world. Another place I do love, and I hesitate to mention it because it's not truly an all-inclusive, is Zoetree. Why they have not yet made Zoetree's adults only, I'm not sure. I think they should. ALG, if you're listening, or Hyatt, who owns these, you should be listening to this. People typically don't bring children here because it's a very zen-like experience. It's very spa-related. It's very quiet, but they don't prohibit children. But you've got to have the right kind of kids.
But there's nothing there for the kids to do.
In fact, Andrea, who fills in for me on the show periodically, just got back from a Zoetree in St. Lucia. And she said there was one couple there with a teeny little baby. And I can see that. Like, you want it, you just had a baby, you want a lovely spa type retreat. That's fine. But there was another one, a couple that just came with two teenage kids. And she just thought, was wondering, what kind of a family dynamic is this? Do they typically go on wellness retreats? Are they going to go be doing the Pilates and the yoga and the spa?
Well, some teenagers would,
and they
depending
would.
On
that. And that's what she said. They were coming, they were only together one day before they left, so she didn't know. So again, the texter asked for adults only. So I wouldn't necessarily say the Zoetree, but I do love Zoetrees whenever I have the need for a Zoetree. Now, you don't always need that Zen experience, right, Libby? Sometimes you want some action.
Days I could use a Zen experience.
Sometimes you want that wild, crazy, you know, foam party, disco, that kind of thing. But many times when you have stressful lives and stressful jobs, you just want to go veg for a while. And Zoetrees are really, really good at that.
All right. And if you want to call Fox, I know you can set that up for them.
Absolutely, positively. And we have got such a stable of advisors who know these resorts better than I. They go visit them. Your Elizabeth is off gallivanting around in Isla Mujeres right now, checking out new resorts.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you know, going to the Caribbean, this is a great year to do it. It's been a quiet hurricane season.
It's been a very quiet hurricane season. And again, here's something that, remember, we will advise you. How about if you're going during hurricane season, we stay out of the hurricane belt.
Mm.
St. Lucia is just outside the hurricane belt. Aruba, Bonaire, Curacao, outside the hurricane belt. So we can give you some examples and some advice there too.
And cruises.
Yep, exactly. Because they can bypass anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we've got more with Rose. You've got some questions here about European river cruises and airlines. And speaking of airlines, we've got Jack Grau here in the WTMJ Breaking News Center at 9:30. And there is a story about airfares.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
And if you've got questions, we've got answers on the Old National Bank Talk and Text Line at 855-616-1620. Dayton Kane's off. I'm Libby Collins along with Rose. Rose, we've got a lot of questions coming in. And one's about an NCL European cruise and airfare. Can you explain this one for us?
Yeah. So what happens when you buy a cruise is the cruise lines themselves typically have gone in and blocked some airfare. They've got their own air departments. And oftentimes the cruise line will give you a reduced rate on an airfare. They will quote you a rate, but sometimes they will give you, you won't know your schedule till 60 days before you fly. And sometimes you don't get to know your seat assignments. And sometimes there's just a lot of unknowns, but the price is really right. So now you're going to book this cruise, right? And you've gone in and you look at the airfare on your own and you see mm-hmm. that price. And then you're talking to the cruise line, or you're talking you're talking to your travel advisor at Fox World Travel. And they're suggesting, let's take a look at the airfare that this particular cruise line happens to be NCL is offering. And it's substantially lower. You have to make a decision. And the texter is asking, is it worth it? And that's a personal choice. I am a seat snob, Libby. You are a seat snob.
I am.
We deserve to be seat snobs. I mean, I was a poor traveling college kid where I couldn't be a seat snob, and I sat wherever they put me. I worked really hard to be where I am today. I want to sit where I want to sit mm-hmm. on the aircraft. The other thing is, I'm very particular about, I will definitely go direct at a cost.
Oh,
always.
Sure.
So that's another thing. How many connections are you willing to take? And with these discounted airfares, typically the cruise line has to tell you this is just one connection or this won't be more than two connections.
Ooh, even two's a lot.
Two's a lot. Well, it's Europe.
Yeah.
So then you're saying to yourself, okay. So I can't answer the texter very well, but give them some direction as to search your soul and find out what you're willing to give up for that discount.
But you know, this goes back to what we were talking about before, and that is that at Fox World Travel, you've got so many experts who have actually experienced
exactly.
this, and they can tell you, oh, no, don't do this. Try this instead.
Yeah, that's not a good choice.
Yeah.
Or I see you're being priced. And so we'll say you're price driven. Mm-hmm. So let's look at this discounted air.
And here's the other thing. Premium economy.
Yeah.
But it's getting harder and harder to book because we couldn't get our seats on premium economy.
But that's what happens. The traveling public got very, very savvy about this stuff. And when you sometimes can jump on an upgrade that's $300, mm-hmm. you're going to jump on that because you want 4 more inches. People go, what is 4 more inches on an airline seat? A lot.
And an 8 or 9 hour flight.
Exactly.
Yes, it's worth every
exactly.
penny.
So it's hard for me to answer that question. I'm a bit of a seat snob.
Yeah.
So I do not like to lose control of my airline reservation. I want to be able to, I will let my Fox World Travel Advisor book it, but I want that confirmation number and I want to be able to go on that airline's website and look at it almost on a daily basis.
I don't blame you. All right, we've got some other questions. So Rose, let's see, who do we have here? Somebody's got a wedding?
Yes. Yeah, so we have a wedding at Sandals Grand Bahamas in Nassau in September 24. It seems it's a bit risky to book it during hurricane season. There's a 3-night minimum and it's pretty pricey, $3,000 per person. Is there any other place to stay that's nearby? And there are lots and lots of places. Sandals are beautiful, beautiful properties. Do not get me wrong. I would never say a disparaging word about a Sandals ever because they're wonderful. But that's kind of a expensive proposition, especially at that time of the year. So the 3-night minimum is what's kind of scaring them, I think, possibly. And that's probably a wedding restriction. So this bride and groom have probably made arrangements with this hotel, and they're requiring a 3-night minimum. And their Sandals might have a 3-night minimum all the time. I'm not really sure. But so there are other places that you can go and stay, lots to choose from, and then you can get a day pass. So that's not an uncommon thing. We get that, you know, we have a weddings department at Fox World Travel, and sometimes we have people that say, I don't want to stay at the resort that they're going to be using. What can we do about that? Many, many of the all-inclusives will allow for you to buy a day pass so that you can come onto the property. Because remember, it is an all-inclusive property. So you're going to get the all-inclusive amenities that they're offering. Typically, those day passes run anywhere from, say, $75 at some of the mid-range type all-inclusives. They can be as much as $200 if you're going to stay there from, like, let's say 8 a.m. until maybe midnight. So there's usually hours that are involved as well. But the Bahamas is such a easy to get around place that there certainly are other resorts that this couple could choose from and buy a day pass to go to the wedding.
By the way, you mentioned destination weddings. And with the price of weddings the way they are right now, it seems to me if I were to get married today,
yep.
I would do a destination.
Yep. And it doesn't, you know, we talk a lot about the all-inclusive concept because our brides love that. They love that their guests are going to have a vacation that they would have booked possibly anyway, but now they're going to get to do that in conjunction with this wedding. However, again, it's not for everybody. We have some amazing wedding consultants at Fox World Travel. And Libby, I've talked about this before on the air. They counsel with the bride and groom. And it is not often that this happens, but it has happened where they say after meeting with them, I don't know that this is a good idea for you. Because
really?
Sometimes brides say, I'm a control freak. I need to make sure every detail, and you can't be a control freak at a destination wedding.
No.
Right?
Because you're not there to do it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or they'll say, oh, my grandparents are 90 and they've got to be there, but I don't know that they can travel. Okay. Yeah. If that's really important to you, we understand that. How about then you get married here with a small, maybe civil ceremony or even a religious ceremony with maybe your grandparents and your parents, and then all the rest of you fly down and have a symbolic wedding at your destination. You know, we've got ways around these kinds of things, but we want to help you have the best possible destination wedding.
What's the most popular destination for weddings right now?
I think it's probably Jamaica, the Dominican Republic, Mexico for sure. St. Lucia is becoming more popular. And then we also do have some people that are starting to, you know, think in terms of more domestic destinations. I just did an event in Cambridge, Wisconsin, where I rode with one of the marketing team, and she's getting married in March in Apache Junction, Arizona, at a
wow.
beautiful, beautiful, beautiful botanical garden that she has been seeing and visiting for her entire life because her grandparents winter there. And she said, she told me since she was a little girl, I told my mother I'm going to get married there.
And you can help arrange
and,
that.
And she, not only can we help her, she's got about 100 and she's expecting about 130 guests. And so you're going to be going to Arizona in the middle of March. I see Brewer spring training all over that.
That's right. Forgot about that.
And you get to have a little, wedding action as well.
They're going to have people asking you to go to that wedding that they didn't plan on inviting.
I may show up for the open bar. You never know. So we can help you with all of those things. And so I think the theme of our show today, Libby, is we started off with your glowing review of your trip and this, we can help you with lots of other things. We love talking about Fox Group Vacations. I love talking about it so much. I talked about it for 2 straight hours in Cambridge at the winery on Thursday night. But it's not just about Fox Group Vacations.
And you know what? You talk about the travel shows. In just a minute, we're going to tell you how you don't have to leave your home
right.
for one of these travel shows. Rose will tell you right after this. It's 944, 53 degrees at WTMJ on the Fox World Travel Show.
Gotta get away? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
And we got Rose here if you got questions. Old National Bank talk and text line 855-616-1620. Rose, if you don't want to leave the comfort of your own home, but you want to find out about some of the trips that you can find through Fox World Travel, you've got a great resource.
We do. So I will tell you, it was a joy to be out with the public. Wednesday, Colleen hosted a Sip and Saber event in Neenah. And Wednesday, I had travel advisors with me. It was, both events were fabulous. And stay tuned for more of those. I know more are coming down the pike. But if you are looking for some resources, hey, go to the Fox World Travel website and under resources, you will find vacation travel shows and events. And under there, I just recently recorded a spotlight on river cruising. So we're hitting all of our river cruises there. We're featuring Avalon. One of the river cruises I do talk about is our Uniworld Vietnam river cruise, and that is sold out. Mm-hmm. So don't get too excited about that one.
But because, Europe.
Yeah, we've got so much going on river cruises in Europe, including Steve Scafidi's amazing trip that he is doing next year. If you honestly talk to somebody that's traveled with Steve Scafidi on the Tuscany trip, you will find out what a gas it was to travel with Scafidi. But we've got
Steve, by the way. He's a great guy.
Oh, my gosh.
And he's genuine.
He's
the same guy on and off the air.
Tell it like it is, baby. So we got Orion and Moselle, which is a mashup that I did last year that I absolutely love. Danube Symphony River Cruise, and that's Budapest and Munich. Then we're doing German Grandeur with Steve, and this is the one I really, really wanted to feature because We're going to do, there's a beer enthusiast on the cruise. Now, I don't want to just say if you
the
don't
beer drink, is different
that's,
there
the
than
beer
here.
Is different. Yeah. So is the yeah. wine, right? So that's happening July 16th to the 27th. We still have some cabins left on that one. Paris to Normandy, who doesn't want to do that? There's another Danube Dream, which is includes Prague. And then we've got a, Amsterdam and Romantic Rhine. So we've got a lot of that going on. But under that resources tab, you will find all of the information you need for not only the river cruises, but then we did one on land vacations for Europe. Then we did Alaska land and sea journeys for 2024. We still have some space on our Alaskas. And then there's the Vietnam and Cambodia. As I said, that is sold out. But if you're still excited about that, we could help you out. And then one last virtual show, which is all-inclusive vacations. You know, Libby, believe it or not, there are still some people that have never been to an all-inclusive resort and don't understand the allure of them.
Well,
we know the allure of them.
Oh, absolutely. You know, one more thing, though, about these European river cruises.
Yeah.
We were talking about walking and how many steps you put in. The great thing about that river cruise is you are right in the center of these cities that you want to be in. And even if you're not, you know, I mean, if you have a little trouble getting around, it's easy. And you get to see the things because you're so close to everything.
Precisely. And I think that we determined that those Tuscany trips that we just did were so very, very appealing to people because we stayed in one place for 7 nights and then went out and did day trips, then moved to Florence. On these river cruises, you were essentially on your floating hotel.
You don't have to unpack.
Exactly. So just one time. And I also want to point out something that you mentioned, the mobility issues or the physical issues. We've got gentle walking tours. So you're in 20 or less groups when we do these excursions into the various ports of call. But we also do, Avalon does also offer gentle walking cruises for those people who you're still going to see the same things, but you may not go up the steps or you may not take an alley that's too elevated or you're going to see the same things, but on a much slower pace.
And and especially if you get knee problems or something like that.
Exactly.
It's terrific and you still get to see everything. Rose, we've got to take another break. It's 9:52. More with Rose Gray on the Fox World Travel Show right after this.
WTMJ, W277CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee.
From the Annex Wealth Management Studios,
this is News Radio WTMJ,
a Good Karma brand station.
Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Well, Rose, we've been talking so much, we forgot about those phone calls. So let's go to Lana in Milwaukee. And Lana, you're on the Fox World Travel Show. Hi, Lana.
Hi. I know people that are scheduled to leave November 1st for Egypt. I have not seen any U.S. State Department travel advisory for Egypt, and I'm interested to know what you are reading on this topic.
Yeah, so my source will always be travel.state.gov. That is where I put my faith and trust. Maybe people think
Could
that's...
Could you repeat that, please?
Yep, it's travel.state.gov.
Okay.
And there is an opportunity there for you to go to international travel. And then there is a search button for you to put in Egypt. Now, you will see that there is an advisory that was issued on the 13th of July. So you can tell that has nothing to do with what's currently happening in Israel and the Gaza Strip. But it is listed as a level 3. So the way that they do it, travel advisories, is number 1, exercise normal precaution. Number 2, exercise increased caution. 3 is reconsider travel. And then 4 is a do not travel. So reconsider travel, you must go into that and read, because what they're going to tell you is the various regions to avoid. And typically when people are doing what is the normal Egypt itinerary, they're not going to those areas. So they take the country and they make one big advisory, but then you've got to drill down a little bit into the article to read where it is that you should reconsider travel. The other thing I would tell anybody that's traveling, whether it is to Mexico on an all-inclusive vacation or something as crazy and wonderful as Egypt, you will also see on that page, on that website rather, is Smart Traveler Enrollment Program. It's under the international tab, and it says enroll in STEP. And what you're doing there is you're giving the government of the United States your itinerary, your travel itinerary. And Egypt is a perfect example of why this is so critical. When that Red Square thing happened, Lilby, that was like 2012, something right. in there. The United States sent empty aircraft to go get U.S. citizens who wanted to leave Egypt. And that's how they got a hold of you. Now, we've talked about this on the program before. We have people who say, I don't want the government to know where I am. Quite frankly, if the government's going to come and save me, I would like the government to know. The other thing is, the government knows where you are whenever they swipe your passport. So,
right.
Yeah.
Okay, Lana, we've got to run, but thank you so much for your call. We just got less than a minute left. Let's remind everybody some of the upcoming trips you have.
Yep. So you want to go to foxworldtravel.com, and under the vacation travel tab, you can find a travel advisor there. So you heard us talk about Elizabeth. You want to know more about Elizabeth, you can find out. We've got bios and profiles of everybody up there. We've also got our Fox Group Vacations up there. So you will find out everything you need to know about our exotics, where we're going next. We are putting together a portfolio for 25, and we've got people who are asking us about 25. Already. So we're very excited about all of this. Thank you, Libby, for being a wonderful testament to Fox World Travel and all the things we can do for guests.
And thank you, and Elizabeth, and everybody at Fox World Travel for making my very interesting trip work the way it did. Rose, you'll be back next week with Dayton.
Thank you.
Stick around. It's Money Talk right after the news on WTMJ.
The preceding program, the Fox World Travel Show, is paid for in full by Fox World Travel. The advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts and guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ or Good Karma Brands.